Welcome back to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
That's a shout out to Will, who's not here today, but his voice is, and it's almost like Derek Jeter and Bob Shepard. Anyway, we're here talking about a terrific organization, the SBPLI, and a wonderful, fantastic, useful, helpful event that encourages students to get into the world of engineering and IT. Joining us now, Deborah Winter's still with us, but joining us now is Frank Langro. He is currently the Director of Marketing and Product Management at Festo Corporation. Frank has represented Festo in multiple areas in support of the advancement of fluid power. He has participated in the development of national and global standards as a member of the National Fluid Power Association. Frank also holds 4 patents in the area of fluid power. He attained a BS degree in mechanical engineering from Hofstra. Festo is a leading global manufacturer of pneumatic and electromechanical systems, components, and controls for industrial automation. And for over 40 years, Festo has continuously elevated the state of manufacturing with innovations and optimized motion control solutions that deliver higher performing, more profitable automated manufacturing and processing equipment. Frank, we can certainly see why Festo would be interested in the first corporation and first robotics.
Absolutely. We've been interested for a number of years, and we still have a very high interest there.
And isn't Festo a leader in automation? So I mean, this is really going, really goes with what you guys do.
It does. It goes right up our alley. But also, you know, there's a technology side. But what was talked about earlier today is, you know, the teamwork and the jobs that are needed, those are skills that cross over engineering boundaries. And, you know, I really appreciate what Scott Shula said earlier about problem solving. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the things that the professionals of today need to do, because it's not following the textbook anymore. When you get into real world situations, you have to be able to solve problems on the fly. And whether you're in a technology position or a financial position, these are the things that you face every day.
Right.
And I think the FIRST program really prepares the kids for that type of environment.
And somebody made the point in the last segment that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of engineering jobs on any job board you might go to every day of the week, 365 days a year. And I always say, and this is something that I'm going to get in trouble someday for saying it, but I always think that schools do not do a good enough job of pushing students in the right directions where there are jobs. For example, we have 2,300 manufacturers on Long Island. What parent is telling their student to go into manufacturing? Well, maybe you are, Deborah, but that's not generally a popular suggestion. And the engineering and IT worlds often go begging for good people in the field. And I find huge amounts of people, when we give out our H-1B visas in this country every year, they sell out in a day. It's unbelievable that everyone from all over the world wants to come in and learn about technology and engineering here in the United States. And our students are really not being influenced to go into that, other than this wonderful program. So let's talk a little bit about, let me introduce Tom Altamora. He's a chief software engineer at BAE Systems. BAE Systems designs and delivers advanced defense, aerospace, and security solutions that keep their customers at the forefront of modern technology. And Deborah, when you were planning this show with my producer, you picked two companies that couldn't benefit more from people that are in this field. I'm wondering if you guys see a resume from a student that has FIRST Robotics on it and say, well, wait a minute, we ought to talk to this guy.
It's funny you say that, because that's one of the big things. We know not too many kids get into the STEM-related programs. Mm-hmm. Right, maybe 1 in 6 high school students will come out and look into engineering type programs, but when they get into the FIRST Robotics, about 90% of them go on to college, and most of them go on into the engineering field. The last couple of years, BA Systems, about 30% of our engineers have been in a FIRST Robotics program.
Wow.
So the numbers are there.
That's a great stat. That is a superior stat. I love to hear that, Tom. You see the smile on my face.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, we want people. Also, there's other things at play here. There are so many careers that have fallen out. The job market has changed. To me, you can go back to the year 2000 after Y2K, when people were staffing up and putting all kinds of people into contractor positions to get everybody ready for the next generation, which never happened. And after that, it seemed to me like the IT clock stopped ticking. right there, right after the year 2000, and there was sort of a tech blow-up, or the gold rush ended or whatever, but engineering has never wavered. It's been strong all the way through, and anything that we can do to put people in connection with these careers is a great thing. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us at 631-451-1039. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. If you missed the first segment, you heard a wonderful 17-year-old young man who sounded like he was a radio broadcaster. He was so good. So let's go back to Deborah. Talk to me a little bit about the involvement of the companies and what they can gain.
Well, these companies, as you said before, can gain the students that are going to be working for them. But they also can be mentors to these kids. They can show financial support. They can offer scholarships. Internships are something that we want to keep our kids on Long Island, and we want our kids to come back to Long Island. And this is one way we can do it, through this partnership. And it's on a different level. They become colleagues and people that share their passion. It's a very different relationship, and one that I'm going to continue to help develop. And the school and the parent, you said it before with the parents. The parents are key. At Hofstra this year, we'll have the Festo vans to show our parents that manufacturing has changed and what it looks like. We'll have the Da Vinci robot there. Something that we've heard about, the robot that can do surgery, but we want our parents to see that someone built that. Someone needs to program that. Mm-hmm. Those are the skills our kids are learning at this event. So we welcome everybody to that event on the 27th and 28th.
Hey, can we talk about technology a little bit? Does anybody know that much about artificial intelligence? I mean, is it getting more increasingly involved in robotics?
Absolutely. There's a term called the smart factory, and that is really looking at communication between robots as they manufacture parts and devices, and they have adaptive technology to it. And the machines and equipment today use more and more sensors, more and more communications. And these are the type of things that technicians need to work with. So they're not just carrying a hammer and a wrench and turning screws and hammering nails. Technicians are using handheld devices, diagnostic tools, monitoring things remotely from the internet, and these are the skills. If you look at the robots, there's autonomous modes that go on. There's a lot of programming, and these type of skills are useful in the plant and the factory floors of today.
All right, excuse me. We're going to take a call. Hi, you're on Radio Jobline.
Yes, hello, Scott.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm in Port Jefferson.
Yes.
And I wanted to thank you and your panel for championing the youth programs to get them involved in the technical careers. I think that's fantastic. My interest is a little bit different in that it involves them and maybe more mature people already in the workforce. I've been working with Bob Simmons at the job support clubs.
Right.
And had a question for Bob. He recommended I direct your way.
Okay.
And that is, with respect to manufacturers moving off Long Island, not necessarily overseas, just relocating somewhere off the island, what are the efforts being made to address that? To stop it, to encourage them not to do this?
Well, believe it or not, there is a pretty big effort underway. Long Island has, in both counties, Nassau and Suffolk, an industrial development agency whose job it is to lure the companies to stay here on Long Island. We know that there's a really powerful movement all over New Jersey and Connecticut and all of the neighboring states to lure our companies away, offer them tax breaks and so on. So New York came up with a really great program. New York State. This is in the governor's office, but you've seen it on TV. I forget the name of the program, but it allows for no corporate taxes for 10 years if you come to this area and have a business. And I believe that if you were to go to the industrial development agencies of Nassau, Suffolk County, and tell them that you're thinking about moving off Long Island, or that you got a pitch from some guy in Florida who wants you to come down there, they will match the offer. They will not let you go. I mean, we're very sensitive to that. We had a big black eye a couple of years ago when we lost OSI Pharmaceuticals and really took a hit in the biopharma area. So yes, there is a movement underway. way and get in touch with the industrial development agencies and find out how you can help them.
All right. Can you direct me on how to do that?
I will if you contact me off the air. So
sure.
Bob will give you my contact information and give me a call at my office, and I'll be happy to help you.
Oh, that's super. Second question, kind of follow-up to this, is that I understand that the majority of manufacturers left on the island are comparatively small businesses, say under 100, maybe, employees. Is there a manufacturing directory, not just a directory of companies on the island, but of manufacturers themselves on the island?
The Long Island Association is a great source for that information. The Hop Hog Industrial Association, Long Island Association, basically can tell you all the manufacturers on Long Island.
And there's a publication called Long Island Business News that publishes something called the Long Island Book of Lists. And in that book is every manufacturer of Long Island. I believe they do the top 100. I don't know if they do all of them, but at least the top 100 are in there. And you can probably just do a Google search, too, Long Island manufacturers, and up will come some list, that wants to make money from your pub. From your click.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great.
All right, so
well, thank you very much. I have an interest in this because even though I've lived on Long Island for 27 years, for 12 of that, I've had to commute on almost a daily basis to Connecticut to stay in the manufacturing sector.
Wow.
And it doesn't appear to me as an outsider that it's getting a lot better, and I'd like to hear that it is. But I just didn't know.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll say goodbye to you and thank you for the call. And
sure.
We'll talk about that a little bit. Is it getting better, Frank and Tom? Is manufacturing ebbing or flowing on Long Island?
I think that's a tough call right now. I think things are starting to turn for the better. I see it in the engineering world. Things are starting to turn, at least at BAE Systems. And, as far as Long Island as a whole, I can't say I have a good pulse on it, but at BAE Systems, things are starting to grow on Long Island, and I think manufacturing comes along with that, with the engineering.
How about Festo?
Festo, we're doing well. From a manufacturing point of view, we're stable. I would say our business actually is supplying parts, components, systems to manufacturers. So we're on the other side of the fence. So we'd love to see manufacturing thrive in the U.S. and Long Island. I do agree with the caller that you see a lot of small-size manufacturers. You don't realize what's going on behind a lot of these office doors and so on. So there's a lot of world-class companies, the Dario Music Instruments, things like that, are right here on Long Island.
And, we still have an aerospace business here because there are companies, not only do we have aerospace companies still on the island, but we also have smaller companies that service aerospace companies and provide parts and products for aerospace companies that are still here and doing quite well and flourishing. So if they can find enough engineers and enough IT people, they can stay here. We need to give them a workforce that makes sense, right, Deborah?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so how do we do that? So tell us again about the event and how people get involved.
Well, come on out on March 27th and 28th to the Hofstra Max Sports and Exhibit Complex. It's free. Bring younger children. They will enjoy it. If you have the time, please come and volunteer. Give Jazz Lee a call at 516-749-0356 or email her at jazzlee4822@gmail.com. Companies, if you would like to reach out to SBPLI personally, they're at www.sbpli.org, or you can call us at 627-8400, and that's 631. And we really do need the support of our public schools, our university and college partners such as Hofstra and Stony Brook and Farmingdale, and our businesses.
All right, you got it. And Tom, do you have any jobs you can share with us?
Sure. BAE Systems has jobs locally and throughout the United States.
Let me guess. They're engineering.
Engineering.
There we go.
We need engineers. And in the not-too-distant future, I'd say the next 3 to 5 years, a huge portion of our workforce is ready to retire. And, there's going to be more and more opportunities. Software engineering, electrical engineering, test engineering, system engineering. All facets of engineering are mechanical engineering. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. The mechanical guys don't want to leave them out. all facets of engineering are done right here in Greenlawn at BAE Systems. And, you know, there are openings. Go to BAESystems.com, look up, do a Google search, job search, and you'll find the opportunities.
And you can probably go right to Indeed and just type in BAE, and they'll all come up.
Yes, BAE Systems.
All right, terrific. So it all makes sense, listeners. We've got a program that encourages students to get into the engineering field so that companies like Festo and BAE can have the workforce that they need to flourish in Long Island's economy. Frank, what about Festo? Any job openings at the moment?
We do. We have over 60 job openings nationwide, 12 of them here on Long Island. Amongst them, some of them are technical, but really at the end of the day, they're all problem solvers. So that's what we're looking for, people who could solve problems. We have a business analyst in finance and accounting, a CNC operator, so in the machining. In sales, a distribution development specialist. Also another business development manager in industry segment sales. We have a financial analyst. We have a marketing intern. We have another financial position called a regional demand planner, where they look at inventory and manage inventory. Warehouse operator, another warehouse operator, and two more warehouse operator positions. So we have really a wide range of positions open.
Fantastic. A lot of people don't know that Festo is such a great company with so many jobs open all the time. So it's something to look at. 60 jobs nationwide. That's a goodly number. All right. So if you're interested in the world of engineering, this has been the show for you. We're talking about the first competition, which is on what date again, Deborah?
March 27th and 28th at Hastra.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Okay. And it's very entertaining.
It's fabulous to see how these kids have created these robots to compete, as I said, in Recycle Rush.
Tell us again what you told us about YouTube. I want people to be able to go and see what it looks like.
All you have to do is put in YouTube first Recycle Rush events, because we're the fifth week to compete. So there have been competitions such as in Florida that have already competed. So you could watch the whole entire event by actually going to the usfirst.org website or on any YouTube video that you can plug in.
And if you want to see some excitement, I think this is a very exciting thing. Frank, I want to just put it to you. What would you say to companies that have their heads in the sand and they're not in any way involved in FIRST?
It's a lost opportunity. You know, they're really missing out. It's a win-win proposition. You know, we look at it as, sure, it's a source for future talent, but it's also a source, they may be our customers one day too. And so developing that relationship at an early point is really valuable for us.
Terrific. And Tom, what would you say to companies, maybe not even in the aerospace, just any company?
Right. It's any company that's looking for leaders, looking for people that could stand on their feet, make decisions, and team, get along with each other, know what it's like to be under pressure and solve problems. These are tremendous assets that, you know, the business world needs them no matter what the career is, and society needs them. We need people that can think, that think correctly and could deal with others in an appropriate fashion, under pressure, and stay calm and get things done. You know, I want to, again, get back to the parents. Bring your kids down. Bring your children down. I got this. My son is actually a product of the FIRST program. He's the one that got me involved. He went on into a STEM area. Now he has a job. Come out of college, has a job. You can't do that in every career, right? The jobs are there waiting for you when you come out. Right. So, wonderful story. And I've been doing it now for 10 years, and I've seen a lot of other children come out of high school, get a job, you know, go to college, get a job, right? And like you said earlier, a high-paying job.
You know,
these are not, you know, jobs that are on the lower side of the salary scale. They're starting 50, 60, chemical engineering, 90,000 a year.
That's the start. Right.
Right? I mean, good numbers. And as you said, six figures is coming your way if you stay in the
absolutely.
Career.
Absolutely. And double six figures is very possible. I know engineers that make over 200,000.
Nice.
So these are nice. He wishes it was him. But no, I think it's just really, of all the programs we featured on this radio program since I started doing radio, I can't think of one that I'm fonder of than this one. because it fits. It just fits. It works. It makes sense. And I'm one of these people that's going to say to everybody out there, you should be involved. Our students are not going into the right career paths. The job market has changed, parents. You have to wake up and take a look around. It's not the same thing as it was when we went to school. It's not the same thing as it was when your older kids went to school. Everything is changing, and we want to be on top of it. And one way to do it is to join the FIRST program. One more time, the date and the location.
March 27th and 28th at Hofstra University.
Just go take a look. If you don't like what you see, then you can call me up on this radio show and say, Scott, you were wrong. But I know you're going to call me up and say that I was right. So I want to thank my guests. Deborah Winter, fantastic job putting the show together. Great guest you brought me, Tom. Great job. And, of course, Frank, wonderful job, a veteran of Radio Jobline. We're here with you every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. to help you get a job, choose a career, be successful. And you can always join us. You can write to me to suggest a story idea. That's scott@linewsradio.com, or you can call us anytime, not now, but next week, 631-451-1039. We want to say enjoy the weather. The winter's over. You heard it from me. I'm just going to apologize because I said last week, happy hunting, everybody.